Good morning. It's Monday, April 15th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Sunday afternoon storms brought down trees and power lines around the state. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
The South Carolina Highway Patrol reported several trees blocking roads in Spartanburg County. Other felled trees were reported in Orangeburg, Lexington, Georgetown, and Greenville counties. The storms also knocked out power to about 1,000 residents in the upstate. According to Duke Energy, more than 900 of those outages occurred in Anderson County. No injuries were reported. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
A windy but sunny day is forecast today across the Palmetto State. A 27-year-old man has been sentenced to 17 years in a South Carolina prison after fatally shooting a friend 6 times, who got angry at him for playing with a gun. Brandon McMoore pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter as part of a plea deal. Prosecutors say McMoore shot and killed Daryl Stewart in April 2017 in a Rock Hill home. Mourners are paying their respects to Ernest Fritz Hollings, the former South Carolina governor and longtime U.S. senator, who died this month at the age of 97. Today, from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., the doors of the State House will be open to public visitation as the body of Hollings lies in repose. A funeral is planned for tomorrow at the Citadel, where former Vice President Joe Biden and Governor Henry McMaster will be among the speakers. Authorities say 2 East Carolina students died in a Friday wreck, which also killed the driver of another car. It happened on Highway 15 in Orangeburg County. 2 other ECU students are hospitalized with serious injuries. SCENG customers could save up to $1 billion on their power bills over the next 20 years. The state is reporting a proposal called securitization would allow the South Carolina Public Service Commission, which sets utility rates, to strip away Dominion Energy's ability to make a profit off the VC summer debt. The bill is heavily opposed by Dominion, which purchased SCENG in January on the premise it could charge the utility's customers $2.3 billion more for the unfinished plant in Fairfield County. A bill to stop local governments in South Carolina from banning plastic bags and foam containers is on its way to the state Senate floor. The bill would cancel 15 local bans, mostly in coastal towns. The state's 4th largest city, Mount Pleasant, has a ban starting tomorrow. A Cornell University student is suing Horry County, saying officials are violating the state's Freedom of Information Act by charging excessive fees. Emily Christensen's lawsuit says she requested documents in about 200 criminal cases, but was told it would cost up to $2,000 to finish her request and was refused an itemized accounting of the work. And today's the deadline to get your 2018 taxes submitted, but have extra postage handy. Most returns weigh more than 1 ounce, the limit of a regular stamp, and will be sent back without the right postage. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.